Now, the piece of furniture that you'd use to store, well, I would put shirts and socks and things in it, drawers in it.
Cupboard. Or a dresser.
A cupboard and a dresser are fairly
chest of drawers.
Could you describe the difference, or is there any difference between these pieces of furniture that you mentioned there? Are they all about the same?
Well, the chest of drawers just has drawers.
And
a cupboard has glass doors with it.
Yeah, and then a dresser that usually has a mirror and just drawers.
All right. You would never use bureau for this?
Well, I've heard other people use it, but we didn't ever did. Did you?
No.
Not a bureau. Okay. Now, lady goes into the, after she does the dishes in the morning, she goes to the rest of the house and kind of puts things back in order. You might say she's just sort of, she does what? It's not cleaning exactly.
Straightening up, or what is another word for it?
You wouldn't say tidy up, or?
Well, I've heard that expression, but
you
we just never.
It. Okay, fine.
I usually just say straighten up the house.
Okay.
Of course, my mother don't have to do that. Nothing ever gets out of place here.
I could tell.
I found it.
Very, very neat. You know, we read up where I'm from.
Yeah.
Red up.
I've heard that expression, but.
Now, if you didn't have an electric vacuum cleaner, you might, in order to get the dirt off the floor, you might use an old-fashioned
broom or carpet sweeper.
And if you didn't have, was there any special place you keep the broom? Is there a special little
broom closet?
If you didn't have a broom closet, you might have to keep the broom in relationship to the door. You wouldn't keep it in front of the door, but you might keep
behind
it.
Behind the door.
Broom closet?
Well, no. If you didn't have a broom closet, you might keep it behind the door.
Oh, well, yes, they did years ago a whole lot.
And, the lady's duties, housewife's duties, usually on Monday she does the
washing.
And on Tuesday, she does the
iron.
It may not work out that way, but those are the words I'm after. Now, some houses, in order to get in the front door, you have to walk up on
on the inside?
Well, you walk up the steps onto a place that might have a swing and some furniture.
Porch.
If it was getting a little drafty in here, you might ask somebody, please, the door. Please
close the door.
Or please, another word for that would be not open, but
shut the door.
All right, if you want to get someplace and you have an automobile, you might say, yesterday I
went.
Or the automobile. I did what to the automobile?
I drove it.
I usually try to get this in connection with a hammer and nail, but I don't imagine you use hammers and nails much.
Sometimes.
Now, there's a word for the lumber that's on the outside of a house. It goes this way usually.
Weatherboards? Yeah.
Would you ever call them clapboards?
No.
Weatherboard or siding?
Well, yes, siding, but. Siding is a little newer.
Okay. And back to the cars again. You say yesterday you drove the car, and you might say that I have driven